Mix 101.7 KAYL, continuing the countdown to the area football game of the week. And a big rivalry it is as OABCIG plays at Ridgeview as we're in Holstein tonight. Rolling on, Ryan Thompson with the Cookies Barbecue and Wall Lake pregame. Joined first by OABCIG's Larry Allen. And Larry, Ridgeview, they've been good the last few years, but I'm sure as far as you're concerned that Reynolds Trophy's been on their side for a little too long now.
Yeah, I think it has. Probably 3 or 4 years now it's been up there. And you know, it's always a rivalry regardless of who thinks they're good or what the records are. You know, we've had some pretty good games over the last few years, and we're just hoping that we can give them a good game.
Well, we rewind to last Friday, and AHSTW Avoca had their way, but as you said, you were pretty happy with how the guys kept battling in the second half and were able to do some good things.
You know, we improved, you know, from the first half to the second half, which is obviously what we, one of the things that we had to try to do. You know, we just got behind early, did some things poorly in the first half that put us behind the eight ball, and you know, and that's a really quality program. So they're going to do that to a lot of teams, but you know, hopefully this week we get off to a little bit better start.
You said improved in the second half. The first two games of the season, almost like preseason games, you're 1-1 in district play. Where do you feel you've been making the most strides as a team?
Well, you know, defensively we've had some ups and downs, just as well as offensively. We need to be a little more consistent up front. At times we block very, very effectively, and then at times we don't. And kind of the same thing on the defensive line. We do some good things, and then we have a letdown, which then puts our linebackers or secondary kids in a bad way. So we just need to gain a little more consistency, I think. We have some young kids that have to play for us, and that's just part of being a 1A program. And how they develop as we move through a game is very important to us. And, you know, we just got to try to protect them as much as we can and don't ask them to do too much.
Ridgeview tonight, size, athleticism, speed, experience, they have all of that. What do you feel your biggest challenge will be, and what do you hope will play to your advantage?
Well, you're exactly right on all four of those facets. You know, we're probably the underdog tonight. I'm sure they think that after seeing our score last week that they have a distinct advantage, and maybe they do. But I think we're going to be able to get after it a little bit this week. We've changed up our practice plan. Been a little more intense as we go, and we're hoping that will rally us a little bit on Friday night. We've kind of been afraid to get guys dinged up in practice just due to our numbers, and this week we kind of threw caution to the wind a little bit and went a little bit more aggressive. So hopefully that'll pay dividends for us.
Anything else coming to mind? Thinking back to last year's game, you had one 50-yard run, but not much else on the ground, and I'm sure you can't afford to lose the turnover battle of 5-1 again.
That's exactly right. You know, the first couple of games we did a great job of taking care of the ball, and the last couple we haven't. And it very much plays into things. And if the other team's not turning it over and you are, that's just lost possessions for you. And so we need to do a better job with that. We're just hoping that we get off to a fast start and play with some emotion and play with some excitement, you know. Everybody likes to spoil everybody else's homecoming, so that's working in our favor, and we got the Reynolds Trophy on the line, plus just a good old-fashioned local rivalry that teams have been playing for a long time. So we're hoping it's a good night for everybody.
No doubt. Looking forward to it, and some words from Falcons coach Larry Allen. Thanks a bunch, Larry, and best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan.
You're welcome, and we'll have more of the Cookies Barbecue and Wall Lake pregame coming right up here on Mix 101.7 KYL.